mandates in it. The radical equity agenda, the Green New Deal, that's all in this bill. And by the way, it's going to cost trillions of dollars pork barrel spending. There's stuff like bridges and highways in Canada in this bill. We ought to be building highways and bridges in the United States, not in foreign countries.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A decentralized financial platform is reporting one of the biggest cryptocurrency thefts ever. Officials at Poly Network say hackers made off with roughly $600 million in cryptocurrency Tuesday due to a vulnerability. In a letter posted online, Poly Network saying the money belongs to tens of thousands of crypto community members. So far, $5 million of the money has been returned. It is unclear who is responsible for the hack or why the money is being returned. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's not happening.
Evening storms scattering around tonight, taper off and end, and they're coming back morning, and then more likely, though, midday and afternoon tomorrow, where relief from the heat again possibly resulting near and under weather storm showers move across tomorrow. 70s to 80, muggy start of the morning. Tomorrow, as hot as 90 to low 90s, rain-cooled spots. Tomorrow night, 70s to 80, muggy in the morning again. Friday, same pattern, scattered afternoon storms, highs of low 90s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels. Quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Mike, how's it going tonight?
Not going bad. It's been a pretty good few days.
See, again, whenever I sit on the other side of the control desk here, you sound okay. Just whenever I run the board, you seem to have technical difficulties, and I think now you're just doing it on purpose.
I am. I know when you're sitting over there, and so I just mess with you.
I think so. Well, I don't know if we can say good news coming out of Saints training camp, but there's certainly a lot of news coming out of airline tonight or this week, huh?
There is a lot of news coming out. And am I the only one who feels like the Saints are just imploding? Like the... I don't know what's going on, but I feel like every single time I read something about the Saints over the last few days, it's bad news. I was excited to read stuff about the quarterback challenge, the quarterback battle, and now there's nothing about that because the Saints are just falling the blank apart.
Yeah, yeah. So was it yesterday? Patrick Robinson announced that he was going to retire after 11 seasons in the NFL. And, I mean, he was – granted, I think he was serviceable, but, you know, not – you know, certainly not an upper echelon cornerback, but still had an opportunity to start due to our lack of depth and was the front runner to do so. And news comes out, he decides he wants to hang it up. He was the oldest guy on the team, so now Malcolm Jenkins is the oldest guy on the team. But it certainly hurts from a depth perception, and you know, I don't know. I know there's been a few rumors too that that the Saints would be that they were looking at making a trade with the Jaguars for their 2020 first round pick. I think his name's C.J. Henderson, cornerback, and I don't know if there's maybe a little bit more to that. You know, and that's why he decided to retire. I mean, who knows? But either way, it's not, you know, nothing is set in stone and nothing, you know, no trades have been announced. But either way, it certainly hurts, like I said, from a depth standpoint. And, you know, I was a little surprised by it, to be honest.
I was too, and apparently so was Sean Payton. Said he was not expecting it, and said they had a 30-minute conversation, and at the end of it, that's when he told them he was going to retire, and said he didn't see that one. Payton didn't see that one coming. So,
Well, I think now is the time. Like they're going to have to, you know. But here's the deal: this is where things really get dicey, is because. Obviously, we need depth. We need another starter because we don't even know yet what if there's going to be punishment for Marshawn Lattimore. We don't, you know, that's still up in the air. But here's where the catch 22 lies. So let's say the Saints go out and make a trade for a starting cornerback. Say they trade with the Jags, and they trade draft picks, which is more than likely what's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
And it would make sense for somebody like him because he's only 1 year into it to a rookie deal. So it's a very enticing trade. However, you're probably that with having all that, you know, what, 3 more years of rookie contract, that also means that the price is going to be a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Because you have him on the cheap for a few years. So now, you trade your draft picks and then the Saints not, you know, they're maybe not as good this year. And, you know, they're not drafting 17th or 18th or in the 20s like they normally have been the last 4 or 5 years. Maybe this time it's a top 10 pick.
Well,
is it going to be better to trade for somebody like C.J. Henderson, or is it going to be better to draft your own first round draft pick? You know, that it could be a top 10 pick.
And you bring up a very good point because we don't know how they're going to do this year. If they don't do good, they're going to need that first-round draft pick. Yeah. Whether they're at number 2 or number 22, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. They're going to need that first-round draft pick. And so do you take a chance on somebody who could be good but you don't know yet? Or do you just let the secondary suck this year and then hope that you can pick up somebody good next in the draft next year? That's a very, very valid question, and one that I'm very glad that it's Mickey Loomis's question to answer.
Right. Yeah, it's tough. And I don't know. I don't know which, you know, I would say truthfully at this point, you know, we're not necessarily in win, you know, Super Bowl or bust mentality anymore because Drew's gone. So that does give you a little bit more breathing room and a little bit, you can be a little more rational about things. So I don't know. I mean, if it were me, I would probably lean towards at least not giving up a first or a second. But I'm pretty sure, like I said, with somebody like C.J. Henderson, it's going to require probably a second round. I don't think a first round because he was okay last year. But he's still got a little proving to do. He's certainly not going to be a shutdown corner, something along the lines of Marshawn Lattimore. It's just not going to be that. So, you know, you could probably second or third, but you know, really those first three rounds, in the last 5 years, we've really done well with those.
Yep. That's where it's like in the NBA where if you're not picking in the top 10 or 15, there's really no point because you're not going to get a Zion Williamson. You're not going to get a LeBron James. You're not going to get a Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. If it's not in the top 10 or 15 picks. Well, with the NFL, it's the top three rounds. And so, yeah, I agree. I don't know if you're going to be able to give five draft picks from the fourth through seventh and be able to pick somebody like that up. Because like you said, he still has a lot of proving to do, but he's shown enough that you're not going to be able to give those levels of draft picks in order to pick him up.
Right. Well, and then today because we got a couple minutes before we need to take a break. But today there was more bad news that Ty Montgomery, who he's been a wide receiver and he's been a running back. And this year, because of the lack of depth at wide receiver, they moved him back to being a wide receiver instead of a running back like he was last year. However, he left the field today with on a cart, which is never a good sign. Now, fingers crossed that it's something, maybe muscle cramps or something like that. You know, hopefully it's nothing too serious. But there again, when you're thin on at wide receiver, you know how much more depth hits can the Saints take? And I don't think they can take much because we were thin to begin with, due to being so much over the salary cap this year.
Yeah, well, with Michael Thomas having surgery, with Deontay Harris missing part of the season because of suspension, we need everything that we can possibly get.
Yeah.
And hopefully, as you said, he just had a cramp or something, which, I mean, it's South Louisiana in August. Mm-hmm. Those things happen. But please, please, dear God and gods of football, we need – every single player that we can get.
Yeah, and especially with some of the reports that are coming out from yesterday, which we're going to get to. Let's take a break, and we'll get to that, and we'll talk about the Michael Thomas situation and how that's unfolding. So you're listening to the Something to Say radio show, and we'll be back right after these words.
Our lines clear and loud, but the cue never came and the lights they never went down. So we're passing the time while time passes us. The fast lanes are turned, never applied to us. Without a time to my name or a prayer in the world, I'll walk out the door. Destination anywhere but here. Away from you, now I'm on my
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
This is an important message on care for pets in hurricane areas from the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disaster like a hurricane can devastate the lives of pets as well as people, so you can expect the behavior of your pet to change. Normally quiet cats and dogs may become aggressive or defensive. Recovery may take from days to months. Here's how to help. Check your pet for injury. Be careful with your pet as it adjusts to its changed world. Downed power lines or debris may pose threats. Familiar sights, sounds, and smells may be gone. Let your pet have familiar toys and plenty of sleep. And to prevent its escape, release it only into an enclosed room or yard. If your pet was without food or water for an extended time, give it small amounts every few hours, and as soon as you can, let a veterinarian check it for dehydration. This message is brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. All right, so we alluded to it before we went to break about the lack. Well, we didn't allude to. We do have lack of depth, and it could get even worse now that the rumors are flying all over the place that Michael Thomas wants out of New Orleans and he wants to be traded. Now, here's the thing. I know Ian Rappaport, he reported on it yesterday on NFL Network, but I looked a pretty good amount today. I looked for a while and tried to find more articles about it, and I really didn't find anything. I don't know if you've seen anything, but...
No, I haven't.
So, you know, I don't know. It seems like, and he's usually a pretty reliable source on things.
Yeah.
However, you know, with the fact that you're not really finding anything about him actually demanding a trade, I don't know how legit it is. And the only article I could find that there was an opinion on SportsIllustrated.com about how likely he would to be traded. And truthfully, it's really tough for him to get traded, and the reason being is that part of them getting under the salary cap was they transferred his contract into signing bonus, so that counts as dead money if he's traded. It doesn't matter what the team picking him up. They can pick up his actual salary, but they can't pick up that dead money.
Yeah, I think the Saints would owe him almost $25 million over the next 2 years if they traded him right now. There's no way they could possibly handle that. With the, and I gotta say, Mickey Loomis is a genius when it comes to managing contracts and managing the salary cap year by year, but that all falls apart if you trade the first person that you've ever paid over $10 million a year that's not a quarterback.
Well, so, yeah, and the thing is that there's nothing you could do about that debt. The dead money's dead money. So it's if they offloaded him, they would save $1.2 million this year if they did get rid of him. However, next year it doesn't matter. That $22.7 million would hit the cap, and it doesn't matter what another team wants to do. You just it's there because of transferring his money into signing bonus. It still has, you know, it's got to catch up somewhere. And if you get rid of him, that's when it catches up. So it's fine as long as you keep him on the team for the length, the duration of the contract. But if you don't, then it's going to hit you.
Yeah. And I got to say, I feel like in order for the Saints to trade him, somebody would have to, another team would have to give up the best player on their team and pretty much every single draft pick for the next 5 years to make it worth taking on all of that money.
Yeah. I mean, you would have to, because you would have to get their draft picks in order to keep your salary cap number down to offset all that. And I just don't see it. And, you know, and a lot of talk was, you know, and all of it just being speculation of him being traded to the Jaguars, which, you know, they're bringing up the C.J. Henderson deal. But you're not getting C.J. Henderson straight up for him. Again, you would still have to get all those draft picks. I don't know, 5 years, but you would definitely get probably a couple number ones for him. And the second part of it is how, and then you have, you know, the other team that would be getting him, he's still rehabbing, and you don't know what you're going to truly get whenever he comes back. So are they going to be willing to part with all of that? Probably not. They would have to be pretty hard up, to be honest.
Wouldn't, especially with Urban Meyer just getting to Jacksonville. He coached Mike Thomas at Ohio State, and I'm sure he would love to have him, considering first off he knows him, and second off, you know, he's proven that he's an amazing wide receiver. But you can't do that. You can't shoot yourself as a head coach. You can't shoot yourself in the foot like that. And so, especially for somebody that you don't know if they're actually going to be able to produce once they come back. And so I don't see it happening. No, really.
I don't either. And even for somebody like Urban Meyer, who's obviously had a fantastic collegiate coaching career, he still hasn't been an NFL head coach, and he's still got a lot to prove. I mean, to think about Nick Saban. Is this the kind of thing you want to set yourself up with? Because if it didn't pan out, there's strike one against Urban Meyer, you know, because he gave up draft picks that they could have used to build a franchise with. And instead he took Michael Thomas, who was hurt and who's, I don't know what the problem has been in the last couple of years, but you know, attitude hasn't been one of his, strong suits in the last two year seasons.
And I kind of feel like he's kind of got an Odell Beckham Jr. issue going on. You know, it's like, He thinks he's the big dog, and he's not realizing that, you know, the coach is still the coach, and you've got to listen to him. And I'm not saying that's actually the case, but right. I mean, it may possibly play at least a part in this, and it's going to take him a little while. Just like, assuming that's the case, it'll take him a little while, just like it did for OBJ. Mm-hmm. It took him a while to realize, wait a minute, if I want to have a career here and do what I love, I'm going to have to calm down, and I'm going to have to sit back in certain moments and just play the game that I love.
Well, yeah, I think that would be the best thing for him, is just to play the game. And, you know, it's so up and down with him also. Like, you think about when Drew retired, you know, he had that really, really heartfelt post on social media about Drew, and you know, and it seemed like, okay, that's pretty mature, and he understands how big of a deal it was to lose him, and that there's a need for more leadership. So, but then he comes back and behaves like this. I don't know. And we can touch on it a little bit more in a little bit, but because we need to take a break. But it's just not a good look for him, and we'll just have to see how it goes. But we need to take a break. Let's get some news, and we'll come back with more after this.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs
and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. When I'm on stage performing, it takes a team of talented people from all walks of life to make the show a success. I couldn't do it without everyone's help. When we embrace diverse backgrounds and work together as one, there's no challenge or problem too big to overcome. Our strength lies in our diversity.
This public service message has been brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. 1 month from today is LSU's home opener, and despite the state dealing with a fourth surge of COVID cases, the plan is for Tiger Stadium to be at 100% capacity.
On September 11th, LSU will host McNeese, and Director of Strategic Media for LSU Athletics, Cody Worsham, says there are no plans for capacity restrictions for tailgaters outside of the stadium or fans once they get inside.
We're planning to have a normal football season.
Worsham says they are in communication with the governor's office and the state health department and ready to adjust if restrictions are announced for outdoor gatherings.
Because the most important thing is to keep our fans and our student-athletes as safe as possible.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
And there's now evidence that the Delta variant surge is beginning to slow in Louisiana. While hospitalizations increased once again, they did so at a slower rate than they had been leading up to this week, and percent positivity on tests has begun to plateau and drop in many places. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com News, I'm Matt Doyle reporting.
This is a big deal. Now at healthcare.gov, millions more people can't afford health coverage. Due to the COVID relief law, 4 out of 5 customers can get a plan for under $10 a month with financial help. From doctor visits to preventive services to prescription drugs, these are quality plans. You can do this. Sign up by August 15th for a health plan, paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I wanted my job back.
If my mother got sick, I wouldn't know what to do with myself.
I got vaccinated for my daughter.
I trust the science.
The reason why I got the COVID vaccine was because of my newborn child and my at-risk wife.
I got vaccinated to keep from it happening to me.
I talked to my doctors about it, did my research, and they've done a lot of research, and I think they know what they're doing.
Visit covidvaccine.la.gov or call 1-855-453-0774 to schedule your COVID-19 vaccination today.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Window Genie specializes in window cleaning, window tinting, pressure washing, gutter cleaning, and more. Window Genie is locally owned on both sides of the lake. Window Genie gives a streak-free guarantee. And why not transform your home this holiday season with the installation of winter holidays and Mardi Gras lighting the Window Genie way? We are fully insured, so make sure to call Window Genie, where we clean windows and a whole lot more, at 985-826-4200 on the North Shore and 504-264-4200 5811 on the South Shore.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLGHL3C. I am very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696. So that we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan?
All right, gang, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show. Let's see, more news out of the NFL, and this has a little bit of ties to here in New Orleans. Seattle's defensive end Aldon Smith, he was cut by the Seahawks today because
our old friend Aldon,
right? Because wasn't it in Chalmette where he got in trouble?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
Yep. Because I remember us being like, "Why in the world is a guy that plays for Seattle at a coffee shop in Chalmette?"
Yeah, because I don't think he's actually even from here. I think it's just he's got family here, if I'm not mistaken, because that's where the trouble lied, was that because he's been in a lot of trouble. Like, he's been suspended numerous times, and he's been on his second and third chance in the NFL, and I don't know if he's going to get another chance, to be honest with you. But he's scheduled to be arraigned on August 24th in connection to his April arrest, and it was in Chalmette. I'm almost certain of it.
Yeah,
for sure. Where he's accused of choking a man unconscious during an altercation that began inside an area coffee shop, according to the police report. Smith had confronted the man about marital issues the man was having with one of Smith's relatives, and then just 2 days before that, he signed a 1-year deal with the Seahawks, and he did not take part in any of the voluntary off-season programs, which that's commonplace for most veterans, but I think whenever you're trying to make yourself look good, it's probably a wise idea to show up. Apparently from what they were saying, though, he looked pretty good in the last week, but why would you wait? Because they know he's in this trouble. Why would you even let it get this far?
I don't understand that. That's the reason that Deshaun Watson hasn't faced any kind of issues is because there's been no criminal complaint. What am I trying to say? He hadn't been
charged,
charged. Thank you. He hadn't been charged with anything with anything. And so that's the reason nothing has happened. Well, this guy got charged in April. Yeah. Why would you wait until 3 or 4 days before their first preseason game?
Well, and I would assume with his trouble, his history of trouble that he's had, he was suspended for parts of 2014 to 2015 and from 2016 to 2019 for violations of the NFL personal conduct and substance abuse policies. And he came back, played for the Cowboys last year, had 5 sacks in 16 games, but 3 of those came in 1 game, which was against Seattle. And, he was a really good player his first couple seasons. He had 33.5 sacks over his first 2 seasons and has 52.5 over 6. But, with his history of problems, he had a guaranteed, out of that $1.1 million contract, he had $137,000 of it guaranteed. But wouldn't you think there would be some type of clause in that contract of personal, the personal conduct? Where if he messes up, that Seattle would be off the hook for that. So why would you wait, 4 months to make that decision and go through training camp? And just looking at it from a roster perspective, why would you have him taking a roster spot away from somebody who probably isn't going to have the legal problems that Aldon Smith has?
Yeah, even if they're not as good as him,
right?
They're not going to get arrested, and so they're going to be on the team.
Right.
You could have the Michael Jordan of this position. It doesn't matter that if they're not there, somebody, right. A warm body is better than the greatest player of all time who can't play.
Yeah. I mean, it just, it's a head scratcher. You know, like as soon as it happened, you know, it would have been a situation where, you know, I guess you would have to call him in and say, you know, tell, you know, help me understand what happened. And then, oh, so this guy cheated on your cousin or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So you joked him at the coffee shop. Okay.
In his helmet.
Allegedly.
Yes, allegedly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So we'll see you later. Thanks for coming by. And even if it cost him $137 or $137,000 in the grand scheme of things, what does it matter?
Yeah. Well, and I will say, you know, I've always said just how much I love Pete Carroll. And so, yeah, I feel like Pete Carroll was being Pete Carroll. So,
well, you got a point there because he he believes that he can reform guys, and it doesn't ever really seem to work out in the way that he thinks it's going to go.
Yeah, and the sad thing is, I actually like Seattle. Like, I mean, I'm never going to say they're my favorite team, but I like Seattle. And I really hope Brenda's not listening right now because I pick on her about Seattle all the time.
She's working, so.
Oh, sweet. All right, cool. I can actually talk good about them. I like Seattle. They're one of the teams that, if the Saints aren't in the Super Bowl and they are, I'm like, let's go for Seattle.
Sure.
But, oh, my God, Pete Carroll, he has annoyed the ever-living crap out of me ever since – USC. Yeah. And I just, this is yet another reason why he annoys the crap out of me.
Yeah, I don't think he's a great head coach, number one. And look at how much time they devoted to, what's his name? The wide receiver, Josh, I can't think of his last name now. I want to say Gibson, but I don't think that's it. Josh Gibson was a baseball player in the Negro Leagues, if I'm not mistaken.
You went way back on that one.
Yeah. Either way, he had a lot of substance abuse problems, and and I think he, you know, the Browns had him for I think two or three different stints of him getting suspended. And let's see here. I'm trying to Josh Gordon. That's it, not Gibson.
Oh,
Gordon.
Yeah.
And truthfully, okay. You know, it's really unfortunate because the guy, when his head was on straight, was a phenomenal wide receiver, and you know, it's a shame. But you know, he was with the Seahawks for a couple times where he'd gotten suspended, which he'd been suspended indefinitely with the Browns, and they let him back in the league. And then he messed up again with the Seahawks. He got suspended indefinitely again, and then let him back into the league, and then he did it again. But why even put yourself in these positions? It's too high. It's not low risk, high reward, or high risk, you know. It's high risk, high reward, I guess, really.
Yeah.
And there again, you're taking a roster spot away from somebody who could help you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense with Pete Carroll. And of course, you know, even though my wife loves the Seahawks, she'll be the first to say she doesn't like Pete Carroll. And that's probably it stems from that Super Bowl against the Patriots. Whenever you have one of the most physical running backs in probably the last 15, 20 years, and you don't give him the ball on the half foot line.
Yeah.
And you throw an interception, they'll lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why she doesn't care for him. But, I just thought it was kind of silly. And the fact that he did this in Chalmette, which I don't understand why he was even, I guess him having family here. I don't know. But it just amazes me when these guys have so much opportunity in front of them. There's so much money on the table. And you do dumb stuff. Dumb stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, and I do have to say, though, when I do dumb stuff, nobody knows about it.
Right.
And that's because I've never been an NFL player. And so, I don't know, I guess I may have done that much dumb stuff. I mean, I've never been arrested. I've never choked somebody in a coffee shop. I'll never admit that I've been in Chalmette. You know, I mean, but still.
Right. And I can honestly say I've never been in Chalmette. I've lived here for 5 years and I've never been to Chalmette. So there you go.
You're doing better than me. So.
And let's see, real quick before we get take a break. And I love to hate these things. There's new power rankings that are out, and they have no. But well, oh God, there's been one preseason game, and there's power rankings. How do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know? And of course,
damn sports media.
Right. So of course, to no one's surprise, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are number one power ranked team, and then that's followed closely by the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. And for all of you keeping score at home, the Saints they've dropped from 10th to 13th, which, you know, I honestly am a little surprised that we're that high right now.
Yeah, really.
Considering all things.
After half the team has basically died, you know, I'm surprised we're not number 33.
Yeah, which would be awful considering there's 32 teams.
Yes, exactly.
That means we're really bad.
Thank
you, Jets. Yeah. Yeah, I was shocked that I was expecting about 18, somewhere around there, 18, 19. But hey, 13th, that still puts us in the playoffs. So
yeah, that is true.
Just run through it real quick. The Bills, number 3, the Packers, number 4. Well, and you know, here's something else that I don't understand. You have, well, the Ravens at number 5, but Lamar Jackson now has had COVID twice.
Oh.
And, you know,
Maybe he'll get it again before 6 p.m. on Saturday.
Maybe. You never know. He might not. Well, I'm sure he probably won't even play.
Wow, true.
Because he just, and I mean, you can't afford, if he does play, it would be like one series. And that'd be it. And you can't afford to get him hurt.
And I will say, I do feel bad now for wishing COVID on anybody. So sorry, Lamar Jackson. I didn't mean that the way it came across.
But, you know, he doesn't, and it's fine if he doesn't want to get the shot. But, you know, with the situation that he's in, he's around 50, at minimum 53 other guys. He probably needs to make some smarter decisions and kind of keep an eye on who he's associating with so he can stay healthy and not pass that around to somebody else. But I don't know. And I guess Kirk Cousins is another one that's kind of going the same way. And then you have the Rammies. They've moved up in the power rankings. How in the hell do you even move up? You haven't done anything.
I don't know.
Well, they practiced really good this week, so they got to move up a couple spots. I could see I can see the Saints because half the team's hurt or suspended now. But you haven't done anything, so how do you move up?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They didn't have half the team freaking in auctioner right now. And so, yeah, they moved up because the Saints are just dying. So
let's see. You got the Seahawks at 7. And then you have the Browns at 8. They dropped somehow 2 spots this week. I don't know. It's apparently they didn't practice well. And then the 49ers, they stayed pat at number 9. The Steelers, they moved up a spot to 10. The Titans moved up a spot to 11. Chargers moved up 3 spots from 15 to 12. And
really good practices.
Yeah, really good practices. Patriots, they moved up 4. I don't know how, but apparently Cam Newton's thrown 7
Cam
interceptions.
Newton
He's thrown 7 interceptions in camp as of after Monday.
Four spots. Yep. Of course, that's why they moved up 4 spots. He threw 192 last season, so
right.
7 this far in camp is an improvement. So
right, I don't know. I don't know where they get this stuff from. It doesn't. It doesn't make any sense, but there you go. That's just some of it. I just thought it was interesting that you have movement on power rankings and nobody's played other than the Browns or the Steelers and the Cowboys. So,
and of course the Cowboys lost. So, love it.
All right, let's take a break and we'll come back and we have a little short story about people using quote-unquote experts to back up their statements. And then, of course, we've got the Hoosiers on the news. So stick around. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
This is Roland Creason with NOLA Town Bible Study. Let's get back to Bible study. Please join us every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. All right, so before we get to this week's Hoosiers on the News, I found this article today, and I just had to laugh because, and before we get too far down the rabbit hole, it does revolve around Dominion voting machines, and I don't care one way or the other about that part of it, but... make a long story short, Dominion suing OAN Broadcasting for defamation over the election. But the thing that I don't understand is that because Christina Bob had this guy on who said he was an expert mathematician. His name is Edward Solomon. So he got on and he replied, "You can use the binomial probability formula, and the chance of that event happening is 1/10 to an exponent so large there's not enough stars in the universe. There's not enough atoms in the universe to explain the number. It just happens naturally. I guess saying that that Biden winning was that astronomical. whatever. Yeah. But here's the problem. This gentleman is not a mathematician. In fact, he's a convicted drug dealer and was working as a swing set installer for a construction company in Long Island at the time of the interview, which is fine. That's not the problem. The problem is...
Yeah, it's not the job he does.
Right. Maybe he has a degree, you're saying. Nope. He just took a couple math classes and kept from Stony Brook University from 2008 to 2015 and never received a degree. That's like me saying... I'm a psychologist because I took psychology in college. So,
well, and I took a few math classes as well. I guess I'm a mathematician.
You are.
All right, sweet.
So
I'm going to add that to our resume.
I'm just saying, if you're going to have experts on, make sure they're experts. So without any further ado, let's go to our Hoosiers on the News.
Florida is picking a fight with the Postal Service over a carrier they say refuses to deliver their mail.
That was a nudist colony, by the way.
I just don't see why he just can't give us our day of mail. That's all I want. He act like he got to touch our naked asses out here every day just to give us a piece of paper. You know, and I used to wear clothes. I did. But you don't get me wrong. I'll fuck up a good pair of pants. I will. One time, I rubbed a hole through a pair of jeans. And I looked down at myself. I say, hold up. Wait a minute, something right. My thighs are now smoother than a dolphin's forehead. You know? So he ain't gotta give everybody else that mail. Just give me mine, cause I'm gonna still be out there naked and all. But I still just want him to understand ain't nothing gonna be hanging on me but my stomach. And when he see that, he go, oh, I got a little thing. And it, you know, it go inside me like a little turtle head. So it hides. Everything gonna be alright. Can we just get our mail? That's it. That's all.
Okay. That's the reporters.
Some cooler temperatures.
Yeehaw!
And then for the second one, we have a news reporter who was on the scene as a as a young man was arrested and in the back seat of the car with the the window down.
Why are you running from the police,
bro?
Did you break into a house? Did you burglarize the house?
Hell no. Nah. Bro, get away from the car, bro. I don't want to talk. I want to talk.
We were talking before. You're just talking to these officers.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk to you, though.
Did you break into a house?
No.
Okay, well, why are you in custody, though?
I don't know.
You don't know? You have no idea why you've been arrested?
No idea, sir. Why you got hair coming out your nose?
It's the same, sir.
I'm
just I'd rather have hair coming out of my nose than...
I'm just bullshitting. Nah, I ain't breaking no house, though, man.
You didn't break into any house.
What channel this is?
Channel 2.
Channel 2,
one.
Ask dude. Hey, yeah, man. Y'all
want to say anything to your mom or anything like that or anyone you know?
My bad, mom.
My bad, mom.
My bad. I'll be home in a couple days.
Were you hurt when you were running away from
me? I got my bite, my neck. You tased me in the neck, boy. I'm just bullshit.
All right, well, you have a good one there. What's your name?
All right, there you go.
What?
Paul.
We got to get out of here.
Yeah, I gave you the first.
Little Bob Bob.
Yeah, little Bob Bob. So there you go. There's our Hoosiers on the News for the week. That's going to do it for us. We're going to get out of here. Make sure you stay tuned. Bill Gino's up next with Let Freedom Ring. And until tomorrow, we're just going to play Gloria. For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child's scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit.